Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. At this time last year, we were talking about a rookie wide receiver in Rod Streeter who was making a name for himself by making big plays. Now, he leads the team in receptions, and he started every game. Rod Streeter has all the characteristics of a Raider receiver. His 6'3 frame, 4'3 speed, and strong hands make number 80 a dynamic threat to NFL cornerback.
Throw, slant, caught by Streeter, he's gone! 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders!
That's what we've come to expect out of Rod, especially coming in, being an undrafted free agent, making his way into the starting lineup. You know, I've been pleased with what I've seen out of him. I continue to expect that he's going to, you know, get better as we go along.
Lofty praise from your head coach. When you hear words like that, that you can get better and get better, what does that do for you?
Motivation. And if he believes in me, I should believe in myself too. And for him to feel that way about me, it really gives me confidence and gives me a fire to keep growing and getting better for my team.
Just last season, the second-year pro out of Temple was an undrafted rookie with a chip on his shoulder.
It did hurt for me not to get drafted, but I'm just had to work harder. It's going to give me fuel, and I just wanted even more to prove the world and prove to all the other 31 teams that didn't draft me that it was a big mistake.
And that's a player who's been getting a lot of acclaim in Oakland camp, Rod Streeter, rookie wide receiver out of Temple, undrafted.
Streeter proved doubters wrong by making Oakland's roster and debuted his talents on Monday Night Football.
Touchdown, Raiders! Rod Streeter, the rookie.
It's a dream come true. You know, as a kid, you want to play Monday night, and as an undrafted free agent rookie, I didn't think I was going to be starting the first game Monday night. So it's a dream come true, a little nerve-wracking, but it was all worth it.
Fast forward to 2013, where Streeter has caught 50 passes for over 780 yards and 3 touchdowns, solidifying himself as a playmaker.
I always tell my quarterbacks, you know, just put it in my area, and I'm a high jump champion, and I take pride in just making the quarterbacks look good. I never want to throw them under the bus and say it was a bad ball. I always want to be the guy to come down with it.
McLaurin goes back down that sideline to Streeter, who reaches up and grabs it over Scandrick.
Really enjoy throwing a Rod. You know, he's a guy you can definitely trust. You know, he's going to be in the right spots. He understands the playbook. He understands coverages. His locker's right next to mine, so we do get along. You know, we have our fun. Goes about his business day in and day out. He's a good player for us.
Streeter also wants to be one of the greatest to play the game. The reason he wears number 80 is simple.
Prior to coming to Oakland, I always followed Jerry Rice, and I just wanted to be like him, follow him throughout his career. This is where he ended his career, so I wanted to kind of follow along with Jerry Rice.
Throwing for the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Raiders! And they are going to get a flag for a little over-celebration in the end zone, but what the heck?
I got a lot more confidence. Still have a lot of work to do, not having arrived yet, and I still have a lot of learning to do. And I'm just trying to get better every day and be a better teammate and help the rookies out so they can not make the same mistakes I made.
Rod has shown so much consistency for the silver and black. He's very humble. You got to remember, this is the same player coming out of college that had to put his video highlights up on YouTube to get noticed, and now he's a building block for the future of this organization. Stay tuned. There's still more to come, and we'll break down the Kansas City Chiefs next as we continue on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
Alex Smith doesn't push the football down the field too much. You got to contain Jamaal Charles. I think they can win the football game, and I think they're going to use it like their playoff game.